the almost forgotten, America's first Black American congressman, the Reconstruction period, and the dawn of the Black political age, written to you and hosted by the Honorable Daryl J. Brackeen Jr. Let's get into it. I am groping about through this American forest of prejudice and proscription, determined to find some form of civilization where all men will be accepted for what they are worth. PBS Pinchback. Pinckney Benton Stewart Pinchback was born May 10th, 1837 in Macon, Georgia. He was a freedman whose mother was still enslaved by her master, William Pinchback. Despite the relationship PBS Pinchback had, he was raised as one of William Pinchback's children on his plantation in Mississippi. When PBS's father died, his mother took him and his siblings to Ohio to secure their continued freedom. Pinchback attended the Cincinnati Public Schools. As the years passed, Pinchback, at the age of 23, married the love of his life, Emily Hawthorne. They ultimately had six children. Pinckney's mother lived with him and his family until the day she died in 1884. A few years later, the Civil War started. Pinchback went to New Orleans, which was the place that the Union Army just overtook. As a result of his arrival, he decided to support recruiting and raising the Union's first all-Black regiment in Louisiana. Most of the men who had come to serve were formerly enslaved people. Pinchback was one of the few freedmen of color. As a result of his leadership, he was commissioned a captain, making him one of the Union's very first commissioned officers of African descent. Additionally, he became a company commander known as the 74th U.S. Colored Infantry Regiment. While he had been raised through the ranks very quickly, he was constantly passed over for promotion and feared that he would be discriminated against often if he continued. As a result, he resigned from his commission. After the war, Stewart and his wife moved to Alabama to take up the cause of supporting the creation of building more Black schools. Pinchback received word in Louisiana in 1868 that he was being sought after to serve in the Constitutional Convention to rejoin the Union. He immediately got up and went, and he was made a delegate and was ensured that there were state-supported public schools as a part of the platform of the Republican Party to ensure equality in licensing businesses as well as equality in public transportation. He was victorious in incorporating all these ideas and later received the support to be elected into the Louisiana State Senate, becoming the state legislative branch's first president. His popularity had been so high that when he went to the state, he realized very quickly that there was going to be an opportunity because the lieutenant governor had just passed away from sickness. And immediately his colleagues had chosen him to become the state's first Black lieutenant governor. Chosen by the Senate in 1878, Pinchback decided to run for Congress and indeed won the seat. But unfortunately, He was denied this seat due to the undermining of the process and the rising of the Ku Klux Klan. Despite that loss, the legitimate move to impeach the then governor within the same year, and as a result, Pinchback was made the first African-American governor of any state in the country. Within that same year, he ran for the United States Senate and won again the seat, but was also denied being sworn in for the seat. As a result of going to Washington, D.C. and being denied, he was sent back home. Ultimately, he was selected to be a surveyor within the New Orleans quarters in 1882. And by 1921, he wasn't politically known as he once was. And when he died, his body was returned to New Orleans. The life of the Honorable P.B.S. Pinchback.